Good morning and welcome to this online service of morning prayer and the litany on this fourth Sunday of the season of Epiphany. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. The hymn 197, Songs of Thankfulness We Praise, Jesus Lord, to Thee We Raise. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned
against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
On page 120, the canticle Jubilate. Oh, be joyful in the Lord. On page 725, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 111. We shall read the psalm by alternate half verses. Alleluia! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart,
in the company of the faithful and in the congregation.
The works of the Lord are great,
sought out by all who delight in them.
His work is full of majesty and honour,
and his righteousness endures forever.
He appointed a memorial for his marvellous deeds.
The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
He gave food to those who feared him.
He is ever mindful of his covenant.
He showed his people the power of his works,
in giving them the inheritance of the nations.
The works of his hands are truth and justice.
All his commandments are sure.
They stand fast forever and ever.
They are done in truth and equity.
He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever.
Holy and awesome is his name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have those who live by it.
His praise endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book Deuteronomy, chapter 18, beginning at verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet, like me, from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. This is what you requested of the Lord your God at Horeb, on the day of the assembly, when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or ever again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet, like you, from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of all our gods, or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die.
On page 130, the canticle, Herbs, Fortitudinis. The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. But then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, throwing him into convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed. And they kept on asking one another, what is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. On page 131, the canticle, Glory and Honor. Thank you. I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father,
who
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. Shine into the hearts of all your people and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Lord,
our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hymn 112, There is a Redeemer.
Jesus, Lord.
Let us pray in the words of the Litany. God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit, Giver of life,
have mercy on us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God,
have mercy on us.
Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness.
Save us, good Lord,
from sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world, and the snares of the devil.
Save us, good Lord,
from fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared.
Save us, good Lord,
from all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism.
Save us, good Lord.
In times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment.
Save us, good Lord.
Save us, Lord Christ. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation,
save us, Lord Christ.
By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom,
save us, Lord Christ.
By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial,
save us, Lord Christ.
By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit,
save us, Lord Christ.
Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church, fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all the nations.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bring all who have erred and are deceived into the way of truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guide and bless our rulers, especially Elizabeth our Queen, the Prime Minister and Government, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, the First Minister, Deputy First Minister, and Executive, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honour and glory.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless our country and give grace, wisdom, and understanding to all in authority.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give to all nations unity, peace, and concord.
Hear us, good Lord.
Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil.
Hear us, good Lord.
Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel.
Hear us, good Lord.
Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life, and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress.
Hear us, good Lord.
Heal the sick. Care for the old and lonely, and comfort the bereaved.
Hear us, good Lord.
Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love.
Hear us, good Lord.
Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners and on all who live in fear.
Hear us, good Lord.
Forgive our enemies, persecutors and slanderers, and turn their hearts.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all your people.
Hear us, good Lord.
Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory, that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness.
Hear us, good Lord.
Saviour of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word, and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, Redeemer of the world,
give us peace.
Hymn 319, Father of Heaven, whose love profound. Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The New Testament reading on this fourth Sunday in the season of Epiphany plunges us into the acts and words of one who speaks with authority. The light of Epiphany shines today on the character of the one sent from God. And the evangelist Mark zeroes in on this divine quality at the very beginning of his gospel. He says of those listening to Jesus in the Capernaum synagogue, they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The people in that synagogue knew what the scribes had written. To them, no one was as important as authoritative a prophet as Moses. Maybe hearing the young man from Nazareth on this day, they are remembering the words of Moses concerning true prophets. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall heed such a prophet. We know from the unfolding of the stories, both in the Hebrew scriptures and in the Gospels, that true prophets are recognized but rarely heeded. We seem to prefer magicians to prophets. It is much easier to solve problems through magic than to spend a lifetime of obedience to the words of the prophets and the demands Christ makes in our lives. Throughout history, movements arose to make easy knowledge of the divine possible, like our modern emphasis on meditation as an alternative to prayer and study of the scriptures. One can spend hours enumerating human efforts to avoid the words of the true prophets and to ignore the one who speaks with authority. It is truly fascinating to read the verses that precede the first reading today found in Deuteronomy. They enumerate practices that are very old but are still to be found in our times. No one shall be found among you who makes a son or daughter pass through fire, or who practices divination, or is a soothsayer, or an augur, or a sorcerer, or one who casts spells, or who consults ghosts or spirits, or who seeks oracles from the dead. Think, for instance, on titles of popular films and television shows, and remember how many of these practices are found in the culture of the day. As an interesting sidelight, that first practice mentioned, passing through fire, is still found during Epiphany in certain villages of northern Greece. There, the faithful, carrying icons of Constantine and Helen, dance until they become ecstatic, and then walk over burning coals without suffering from the fire. They are called anastendrites. Human beings are attracted to magical solutions and practices. The new faithful are sometimes confused. Is this something a Christian is allowed to practice or to believe? This happened very early in the Christian church. The Corinthian believers of the first century, surrounded as they were by so many gods and the different cultures and worship of various people who thronged that rich city, were confused about what Christ asked of them and by what they had learned while living in a multiracial city. They had written to Paul to ask a variety of questions. Among them was the question of diet. Was it proper to eat the meat of animals after these animals had been sacrificed to a pagan god? This was practiced widely in the Roman world. They would offer the whole animal as sacrifice at their pagan temple, but then the meat would be sliced and sold in the marketplace. Some of the new Christians who felt superior because they had knowledge, they were educated, felt free to buy and eat this meat. Others, afraid that they would fall into the sin of idol worship, would refrain from eating meat and would eat only vegetables. Today, of course, they would be praised as being vegetarian, but in those days food was scarce, and people who were knowledgeable were more concerned with feeding their families than with the niceties of the new religion that had its roots in very old Hebrew traditions. The problem with Paul's congregation was that the educated ones made fun of the ones who refused to buy the meat. Paul, who probably would have eaten the meat because he knew it would not defile him, had great compassion for the weaker members of the ecclesia. It is evident from his writings that he dreaded being a stumbling block to a new Christian. He would do anything to support the weak in order not to cause one of them to be afraid or to be lost. Having learned from his Lord what mattered, he zeroed in on what built the congregation and disregarded what puffed up the congregation. Today he probably would ask, "Do you have a fine choir? A gorgeous building? Well, good for you. But do you also welcome the stranger? Do you open your doors and hearts to the weak and to the poor? Take care of what builds up the body of Christ." Paul spoke with the authority of one who lived in total obedience to the one who had called him by name. Jesus spoke with the authority of one who had come from God. We see clearly from the admonitions of Jesus to his followers not to speak about his miracles, that he did not want his miracles to attract people to him. He wanted the word of God to be the central good news he was proclaiming. But his compassion for the hurting was so great that he could not ignore them. But whenever they came before him, he healed them. But always, always he made sure that the least of his followers, the blind, the weak, the poor, the despised women, and the neglected children, were given equal status with those who had the power and who were respected as religious authorities. He made sure that they knew that God loved them and that God had no patience with hypocrisy and self-righteousness. That was his authority, the authority of the true prophet. He spoke and lived and acted in the name of the one who sent him to the world, to us, and this is the one on whom the light of Epiphany shines today. May we see it and rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hymn 104. O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Thank you.
Christ, the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Hymn number 92. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for being part of this service. It has now been announced that the restrictions in church worship are to continue. Therefore, there will be an online service this coming Sunday, the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the Temple. At 10 o'clock, it will follow the order of Holy Communion. Thank you.